Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, podcast land, as the song says, I need you, you need me. We're all a part of God's house. This is In Hodge to Hodge podcast, the Messenger Edition, with co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge, and then I'm Nurse Carmen, and we'll have a word with the messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening, and welcome once again to our conversation with and about God. Over the last couple of conversations, I've kind of gave you some background, some information to help you to take the time to search yourself so that you can begin to allow the spirit within you to lead and direct you, to give you answers to the questions that you might have arisen with some of the information that I've been providing to you. And I just want to go back over some stuff with the cast tonight because I want us to understand that it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about us together being able to go out into the highways and the byways, letting men and women know just who they are. And throughout our conversations, we've talked about it on numerous times. And I'm going to open up the floor, the mics, and I'd like for those who might have a word to share, an experience, so that we can be of encouragement. We are strengthened by each other's testimonies. And I'm just here to let you know that God is alive and well, and there is no issues with God. God's got no problems. Nothing is not going the way God would have it to be. And as a matter of fact, not only is it not going the way God would have it to be, it's going the way you would have it to be as well. So what we're going to try and do on this podcast is just try and take some time and discuss and try and understand what I meant by everything that is going on right now in each and every one of our lives is just what we want to be going on. Okay, so I just want to open up, and if anyone has anything that they'd like to hear or questions as far as what do I mean, everything's going on like we want it when we know we want something else. Now is the time we'd like to just open up for everybody to share. Okay. So
I have an experience I'd like to share.
Okay.
Yes. I had a lunch meeting with family through Ancestry.com. There's some long-lost cousins that we actually weren't aware of one another. There was 12 of us in the group. And this is fourth-generation cousins. And how we grew up in different areas, weren't aware of one another, but our family experiences were so similar. Gestures and the way cousins look today and cousins in the past, that the cousins that got together remember of their individual families, because we came in our family tree, we came from a family. There was 12 brothers, and from that, step in the family, there was, you know, more children and more children. So we all grew up, like I said, away from one another, but in sharing our stories at our meeting, we found out there were so many similarities, and that DNA thing is a wonderful thing. Can't argue with DNA, but it was a pleasant experience that people came from. They were from different areas, different states, cousins, and we got together. And it was nice. It was a blessing. I'm so grateful that we got together.
Oh, okay. And as you said, the DNA is a wonderful thing. But here's what's amazing to me. As you told the story of the DNA from the tree and all that stuff, the
right.
DNA, how you're able to connect, and then you start to connect, and then you realize that, oh, it's been so long, but I can tell that you are my brother, you are my cousin, my sister.
Exactly.
I can tell these things.
That's right.
But then if we take it to the spiritual level, we all have the same DNA.
Yep.
We have that DNA, but we still refuse to connect the way we would do on in the physical term.
Right.
So, yes, that DNA to let you know about your kinfolk here, but we've got to understand, as the song said, we are all one.
Amen.
We are all one. And so we should all be able to connect at some point in time or some point where the spirit starts to touch and agree. And they will touch and agree because, once again, we are all one.
Amen.
Now, I know it's hard for people to understand and to accept that theology that we are all one after everything that they've been taught all their lives. But one of the things, if we stop and we look at some of the things that we've been taught, then we have to realize maybe we need to reevaluate the lesson that was given to us. Because we were taught that there was a war in heaven.
Yeah.
We were taught that God and Satan went to war, that Satan stole half of God's army, his army of angels, Gabriel. All of those, he stole them. He took them from God. Now, I'm not sure if I named the correct angels, but you know, they do. You understand what it is that I'm talking about, how supposedly he took God's army and he told God he was going to take his people too. And if we stop and think about how that sounds. We stop and we think about how can that be? If we're talking about God. And I think what we have to do once we start to clear our heads with some of the nonsense that we've been, some of the nonsense data that we've obtained over the course of our life, if we start to clear our head, we can just see where that makes no sense. If God is everything, how can he be at war with something? Because then that means he's at war with himself.
That's crazy.
But this is what we, you know, we've come to accept as fact, as the gospel. But I'm here to tell you good news. The good news is that there is no war going on. It's only what we imagine it to be, whatever we perceive it to be. And so what we've got to do, as the brother Paul mentioned to us, we've got to renew our minds. We've got to stop thinking the way we used to think. This is the same message that the messenger Jesus said when he said, when he spoke to Mary and he told Mary, I believe her name was Mary, the woman that was accused of adultery. And he told her at the end, first he told the men, he without sin, you cast the first stone. And then he told her, if your spirit does not condemn you, neither does he. And he said that because it's important for us to understand that God is not sitting up on a throne marking our rights and our wrongs down. That is not what it's about. We've got to understand what it is that we're here for. We've got to understand that we are here to create the best person, the best godlike person that we can be. Why? Because we are creators. And so in order for us to know who we are, we know, but now in order for you to truly know, you've got to be able to experience it. And so each and every day, this is what we're doing, experiencing our creation. We're creating each day, and now it's upon us to determine how that is. So if you wake up in the morning and you create and put on the wrong shoes, you can't be mad at nothing because you did that. That is your creation. Either you live it and love it, or you just change it. But there is no need to condemn it, to walk around mad all day because of something that you did. I've spoken before, and I've said to us on many occasions, we create so much drama and put it off on everybody else. Everybody walk around here saying no more drama, but we're constantly creating drama. And we love the drama. Whenever drama arises, we really get into it. But when there's peace, we look for drama. So as in some of our conversations, we spoke about how we need to how we need to stop changing our minds all the time, because changing our minds creates to us the drama. Because what we're first asked for, because it hasn't arrived to us at the moment we want it, we change our minds. And then once we change our minds, then we create drama about something that we changed our minds from. Remember, if you want something and you want something bad enough, you hold firm to that. That's not to say that you can't change your mind, but depending on just how bad you want it, you hold firm to that. That it is on the way. And if you hold firm to that and truly know and believe it, it will come to pass. God is not dead. If God was dead, each and every one of us would be dead. But we know what? That that's impossible. We also know that there is no death. In spite of what we've been taught, there is no death.
Our spirit lives on. That's right.
And we are spiritual beings. We are part of the body of God, which is spirit. And we have to understand, we if we're really serious about this, we've got to look into the different realms and understand that we are in the physical realm. And the things that go on in the physical realm does not go on in the next realm and the next realm. The realm of absolute, it's a difference. In the realm of absolute, everything is complete. Everything is nothing but knowing and loving. That's the God realm. So we've got to be able to let loose the shackles of our minds. And as I stated, it's okay for us to honor Jesus, but we've got to look at Jesus in the proper way. We've got to look at Jesus as just like us. Jesus is just like us because what he did, what Jesus did was Jesus experienced his godliness in the physical realm. And that's just what we are doing. Jesus just stayed more in tune with the God in him than we do. And we don't do it because we've been taught so many different things, we don't know which way to go. And because we don't know which way to go, we think that God doesn't know which way to go. Because we do so many different things, we think that that's the way God is. But God is not judging us. God is not mad at us. God is not apart from us. Because we are all part of the body. How many of us wake up in the morning and decide, you know what? I don't want my finger anymore. Because my finger did something that I didn't want it to do. I don't want it anymore.
Damn, one of us.
Right. So, and we remember, we are part of the body. And if
you were
honestly doing something that God did not approve of, do you really think you could do it? Do you think that you could do anything outside the will of God?
No, because his will is our will.
And that's beautiful the way you said it. His will is our will.
That's right.
No, but right. We have to I have to take that back. His will is our will because the love. Let me change that. Our will is his will.
Okay.
Okay. Our will is his will because of the love that
he
has for
us. That's right. He gave us free will. That's right.
And so because he gave us free will, whatever it is that we would want to do or like to do, that's his will.
Yeah.
Because I gave it to you because I want you to do it. But now his will is a little different because his will is for you to create the best you that you can be. His will is that you come to know that you and him or her are one.
Okay.
That's God's will. But we walk around here that your will be done. And we ask, well, what is his will? You ask somebody, what is his will? Let his will be done. See what answers you get.
All different answers.
All different answers. So if you're getting all different answers, how do you know what his will is? So once again, we've allowed this religion, theology, to alter our true knowledge of who we are. And not only who we are, but who God is. Because if we listen to theology and religion, we would think that God is a vengeful God. We would think that God is a jealous God. And I say to you on this, we say these things, and we hold some of it to be really true.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to, quote unquote, serve a God like that? You think about it, most of us won't even work for a boss like that, much less serve a God.
Right, right.
And that's another thing, too. God does not need us to serve him. God is everything. So why would he need you serving him, worshiping him, when you and God are one? He doesn't need your worship. He doesn't even need your praise, because whether you praise God or not, God is still God. And one day, you will come to understand that you and God are one. You will come to understand that you and I are one. Because as the song said, we are all part of the body. Now, I don't want to hold you long tonight. We're going to have kind of like a mini conversation today. But I just wanted to be able to reach out to folks to let them know some of the stuff that we've been talking about, hoping that they were able to hear some of the stuff and then sit back and have that conversation with God so that God can truly reveal it. So that they can begin to feel it on the inside, just as you and I feel it on the inside. So that they can know these words that they're saying, these ain't my words. This is God answering them, because they go day to day, year to year, wanting to know. And so God has allowed me and given me an opportunity to share with you. And I don't want you to just take what it is that I say. As I've said so many times, I just want you to hear me. And then when you hear me, you go do your own self-evaluation with yourself, and then you use that answer from that still voice from within that answers you. And see if it touch and agree. Try the spirit by the spirit. So I thank you for tonight's mini broadcast. We're not gonna. It's a mini broadcast tonight. I thank you, and I look forward to Thursday night at 9 o'clock. We will be back, and I hope something was said tonight where it would inspire you to go within. Because as I've said so many times, if you don't go within, you will
go without. That's right.
All right. Thank you. You will go without. Okay. So to my co-producer who's on but is a little bit under the weather today, I thank you for tuning in. Nurse Carmen, I thank you as always for always being there by my side. Knowing that we are just a light on the hill, trying to let our light shine, trying to tell everyone the good news that you are part of the body of God. On that note, I thank you all. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to talking and hear from everyone again on Thursday. Stay blessed.
Amen. You also.